The MarTech Podcast is a proud member of the I Hear Everything Podcast Network. Looking to launch or scale your podcast? I Hear Everything delivers podcast production, growth, and monetization solutions that transform your words into profit. Ready to give your brand a voice? Then visit IHearEverything.com.
From advertising to software as a service to data.
Across all of our programs and clients, we've seen a 55 to 65% open rate.
Getting brands authentically integrated into content performs better than TV advertising.
Typical lifespan of an article is about 24 to 36 hours.
If we're reaching out to the right person with the right message and a clear call to action, then it's just a matter of timing.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast, a member of the I Hear Everything Podcast Network. In this podcast, you'll hear the stories of world-class marketers that use technology to drive business results and achieve career success. Here's the host of the MarTech Podcast, Benjamin Shapiro.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast. I'm your host, Benjamin Shapiro, and today we're going to discuss omni-channel marketing. Joining us is Jason Lyman, who is the CMO of Customer.io, which is a customer engagement platform designed for marketing teams to create data-driven campaigns that reach people across all messaging channels at the right times. Yesterday, Jason and I talked about navigating the challenges of omnichannel marketing, and today we're going to continue the conversation talking about how data is reshaping omnichannel marketing. All right, here's the second part of my conversation with Jason Lyman, the CMO of Customer.io. Jason, welcome back to the MarTech Podcast.
Thanks. I'm glad to be back.
Excited to have you back and to continue our conversation. Yesterday, we talked about omni-channel marketing, this notion of getting all of your data together, understanding who your customers are, what their pain point is, and figuring out how to deliver the right message, the right place at the right time, but also specifically through the right channel. Now, I want to double click into the first part of that story, which is getting your data together. We all try to be data-driven marketers here on the MarTech Podcast, but that's becoming increasingly more challenging. We're losing third-party cookies. There's more privacy restrictions than ever. Everybody's trying to collect their own data. And by the way, we've got this thing called artificial intelligence, which is taking over the world at the same time. Help me make sense of what you see as changing for marketers when it comes to their data, and how is that impacting omnichannel marketing?
I think you hit on some of the key trends that are creating the challenges that we're facing. I continue to go back to the impact of some of the privacy regulations and the increasing concerns around compliance with GDPR and CCPA, and how do we navigate those? And then also, I think the other one I would add is that there's this kind of fragmentation of data. It's spread across a variety of different systems and tools. So I think that it's causing this focus around, one, companies need to really leverage their first-party data in the best way they can. And that in turn requires investment into the platforms that can help support that, whether that is through a customer engagement solution that provides CDP functionality natively, whether it's through having the right API access and be able to build the right integrations to get the data that you need. But in the end, it's important that you're doing what you can to build that bridge to help have the data at your fingertips so that you can action it effectively.
I've heard a lot about compostability when it comes to CDPs, which to me just sounds like everybody is tapping directly into their database and pushing that into their messaging system. We're not basically migrating the data to an interstitial platform and then trying to make sense of it. We're just going right directly to the source. Have you seen this be something that's starting to get more wide adoption? Is this something that we think as marketers we're going to, or has it happened yet?
We're definitely on that path. I think in the end, the more flexibility that you can have around your data model, I think the more opportunity that exists. At Customer.io, we actually launched last year a custom object functionality that would allow to better map your data to how you think about your customer base. So rather than just thinking about who you're connecting with in your audience from this view of being a user, you can set up objects that refer to companies or refer to or uses aspects of your engagement with your users, whether it's courses or whether it is buildings. There's a variety of different ways in which you can structure your data in a way that makes it more actionable. So I think that there is this natural push towards supporting that composability. And I think that it's the responsibility of platforms to really help facilitate that. Because I think in the end, I just go back to what marketers need. And marketers really need the ability to personalize the journeys that they're creating for customers. And the best way to do that is through the richness in the data that they have access to that can then drive those interactions.
You have lighter hair than I do. And I know everybody listening on the podcast can't see this, but I'm getting some grays here. And one of the reasons why I point that out is because the role of a marketer is changing and has been changing for, I don't know, probably close to a decade now. We used to be responsible for creative messaging, channel optimization. Now we're talking about databases and APIs and custom objects. Bro, this is terrifying. Like, how much technical knowledge does the average marketer have to have? And are we just glorified database engineers now? Or do we actually still get to do the creative stuff too?
I think about it from the lens that data unlocks the creativity. With the access to data and the understanding around who you're going to be marketing, that unlocks the ability to build that amazing messaging, that unique creative. That, I think, is how I would paint it as an opportunity and something you get excited about. Now, to go back to your question of, does that scare you or do you need to be a database engineer? I think that, you know, one, marketing teams are multifaceted. So it's important that you invest where you can on people that have that skill set that help facilitate that. And that's a really quick and easy way to solve that. I think the second thing is that as some of these more modern platforms grow and develop, I think they're going to make it easier for marketers to engage with that data. And so that in turn is going to kind of lower the barriers and your perceptions around what you can do with data and the complexity around that, I think, are going to be removed. And that, I think, is really how I could see the evolution of a role of a marketer kind of taking place. I think there's just a lot of potential for platforms, for AI to really streamline that process and make it a much easier way for marketers to be more data-driven in their approach, but not require the technical skill set that maybe it would have taken to do that in the past.
A special thanks to our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. Ready to take your team from I think to I know? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, the marketing mix modeling platform that makes measuring ROI fast, easy, and cost-effective. Request a demo at mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. Time for a one-minute break to hear from our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. In 1919, John Wanamaker said, "Half the money I spend on advertising is wasted. I just don't know which half." Well, the advertising landscape has changed since then, and instead of reaching your audience on two channels, you're probably reaching them on 20. Turns out John didn't know how easy he had it. But that doesn't mean that you should give up on striving towards marketing effectiveness. No matter how complex your marketing strategy is, Mutinex Growth OX is the market mix modeling platform that measures the impact of marketing on your bottom line. Mutinex's market mix modeling platform calibrates your insights against the latest market conditions so you can make media and marketing investment decisions confidently and quickly. Ready to take your team from I think to I know? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, your best decision starts here. To learn more about Mutinex, go to mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. Okay, here's the rest of today's interview. The word that you said that rang in my head was complexity. And mostly when we're specifically talking about omnichannel marketing, it's complex enough to figure out how to tap into your database and make sense of the data and make sure that it's clean and that you're getting the report to be able to have that creative moment, understanding what's really happening with your customer. And then on the flip side, you've got omni-channel marketing where you now have to figure out not only what's happening with my customer, but which channel do I deliver the message with? What's the best way, or how would you advise people to minimize the complexity, knowing that they have to aggregate, understand their data, and then make sense of a marketing channel that hopefully creates more data that they then have to analyze? It just seems like there's a lot of, like you said, complexity in getting from bits of data to effective marketing.
I used this phrase in our last podcast that I'll maybe go back to, which is start with the customer and work backwards. And so I think that it's important to start with that segmentation approach that you're going to be using. And honestly, be really opinionated. Like, I think that marketers can get in the trap of thinking about their audiences in a too broad of a way. That is, I think, what adds fuel to the fire as far as complexity goes. So if you're more opinionated around who you're going to be going after, that I think in turn makes it a little bit easier to then work backwards and think about what is the right strategy and what is the right channel. And then I think the other aspect that I think is important here is experimentation, iteration. So marketer, you can start with something that is relatively simple and straightforward. Use that as a almost like a baseline for performance, and then look to layer on more of that complexity. And that complexity can be in channels, or it can be in content type, but use iteration and experimentation to help drive better performance and better optimization. We can get ourselves into trouble by trying to do everything all at once, versus it's better to start with something more simple and more basic and then build the layers of complexity on top of it.
I'd be remiss if I didn't bring up artificial intelligence in every single conversation I have. How far away are we from the machines making the decisions here, understanding our data better than we do, and figuring out how to optimize the channel? Obviously, marketers are still a thing and we all still have jobs because somebody's got to make sense of the data. But I'm assuming that we're getting more sophisticated in our usage broadly of artificial intelligence. How much do you and the organizations that Customer IO works with rely on artificial intelligence to help make sense of the vast amount of data that they're analyzing?
I think that there's a lot of potential there. I think in the end, we're still early days. I think that there's a lot of kind of optimism, but as far as like seeing the like practical examples, there's some good green shoots, but I don't know if we've seen an actual solve there. I think that why I have optimism around the potential though is when you think about the ability for AI to analyze large libraries of data and synthesize it down into very pithy, tight summaries and takeaways, you can see that mental model then be applied in looking at a lot of data, whether it's customer data and providing that segmentation, or whether it is around using that data to then optimize the messages that you tell and the stories that you want to develop. So I'm bullish on the concept. Again, I think it's still early days. And in the end, as a marketer, part of what we do is really pulling together that story. And so there needs to be someone that's orchestrating all of these kind of different efforts together to really drive impact. And that, I think, is how the role will evolve, is that it will require a much more strategic skill set. And it's really aligning how all of the different pieces fit together, even if AI helps you develop some of those individual pieces more quickly.
Last question I have for you. You're uniquely positioned because you are a chief marketing officer. So you're responsible for going and getting your message to the right person, right place, right time. You also work for a customer engagement platform, so you understand how these things work. What are some of the big challenges that you've faced at Customer IO when it comes to aggregating your data and making sure that you're getting your channel mixed correctly?
When I think about data challenges, they're probably pretty consistent at the kind of highest level. I think that one is just making sure that you have high quality data accessible in your tools. People throw out the phrase garbage in, garbage out, because they've been through that pain before. So it's always important to make sure that as you layer in new data, it's trustworthy and it is really accurate so that it supports the strategies that you want to kind of implement there. And I think the second bucket that most companies are trying to kind of navigate is making sure that we have the right documentation around that data so that we know where it's coming from, like what is entailed there. Marketing teams can get caught in this trap of moving fast. They're being pushed to deliver results more quickly, So sometimes it can be hard to carve out the time to do some of these best practices and clearly document what you're doing with the data, where it's from, how it's being used. So making sure that you have that documentation in place is key. And then there's how you use the data, but maybe more importantly, it's how you're measuring the performance when you are using that data. And so do you have the right factors in place? Are you going through a hypothesis-driven approach and you're using the right variables to test the efficacy of your campaigns or your journeys that you're building? So it's important that you take those steps of running smaller pilots so you can understand that, yeah, what we think we're going to do is actually in practice going to give a signal around this broader goal that we have. So those are three things that honestly every marketing team is constantly battling with when it comes to data. And sometimes you do better at them and sometimes you do worse, but you always have to be cognizant and keep those things top of mind.
Maybe it's just me. I used to think of this idea of customer engagement and the use of data as data is the beginning. And you analyze your data as the middle step. You make a conclusion or you make a hypothesis. You test it and you get your results. And hopefully customers come out at the end, kind of like an assembly line. And the more that I learn about marketing, the more that I realize that it is very much a circular, I don't even know if it's an equation, but data is one point, and maybe it's where you start. It's probably your infrastructure before you get the data. You finally get clean data. You can then analyze, you can test, you can get customers, and that gives you feedback, which gives you more data, which allows you to take your next hypothesis, and it just goes around and around, and hopefully you continue to optimize and get better. And I think that platforms like Customer.io, which help you tap into your data and help you figure out how to reach the right person at the right place at the right time, are incredibly useful in building that feedback loop. Jason, I appreciate you coming on the podcast, being my guest, and congratulations on doing your first podcast.
Amazing. Thank you.
All right. That wraps up this episode of the MarTech Podcast. Thanks for listening to my conversation with Jason Lyman, the CMO of Customer.io. If you'd like to hear more from Jason, you can find a link to his LinkedIn profile in our show notes. You can contact him on Twitter. His handle is Jason Lyman. That's J-A-S-O-N-L-Y-M-A-N. Or you could visit his company's website, which is customer.io. Just one more link in our show notes I'd like to tell you about. If you didn't have a chance to take notes while you were listening to this podcast, head over to martechpod.com where we have summaries of all of our episodes and contact information for our guests. You can also subscribe to our weekly newsletter or you can apply to be the next guest speaker on the MarTech Podcast. Of course, you can always reach out on social media. Our handle is MarTechPod, M-A-R-T-E-C-H-P-O-D, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, or you can contact me directly on LinkedIn. My handle is Ben J. Schaap, B-E-N-J-S-H-A-P. JP. And if you haven't subscribed yet and you want a daily stream of marketing and technology knowledge in your podcast feed, we're going to publish an episode every day this year. So hit the subscribe button in your podcast app and we'll be back in your feed tomorrow morning. All right, that's it for today. But until next time, my advice is to just focus on keeping your customers happy.
Thanks for listening to the MarTech Podcast, an I Hear Everything production. Looking to launch or scale a podcast like this one for your brand? Then visit iheareverything.com.